We're CJMQ and we're talking with Tommy John Eamon today. So you've had quite a career with your music. I was reading here in your biography.
Yeah, it started out, probably 20 years ago with just cover tune bands. And from there, we traveled to Saskatchewan and Western Canada and worked our way up into some recording. And this is my fourth escapade into recording with this new album out now, yeah.
Okay, fourth recording with this new album. And that's Wheels of Life, is that correct?
Yes, Wheels of Life, recorded and produced by Brad Prosco in Regina.
Okay, and you are based in Saskatchewan, is that correct, Tommy John?
Yep.
Okay, and you were with the band before Idle Rains, and you were playing cover songs with them? Or?
Yeah, we started off, Idle Rains started out in the early 90s, I guess, or mid-90s, I guess, out of Regina, and we were a cover tune band, just playing bars and cabarets and nightclubs and anywhere we could, and just started recording from there. I'd been writing songs for quite a few years, and I thought, it was time to try to move up in the business, so it started there and it's worked up to where we are now.
Okay, and you write all your own songs?
Yes, I've been writing songs for many years. That's my main thing that I enjoy to do.
Okay, and I read that it's always about the song.
Yeah, to me it's trying to say something with music, I guess. I know there's a lot of different styles of writing and different ideas that you can use. For me, it's trying to see something in the world or something in my world or in Saskatchewan or even specifically to my hometown. It's something that moves me that I can write about.
Okay, and what was your inspiration for your latest single, Stand Up for Your Country? That's a great song, by the way. We really enjoy playing it here at CJMQ.
Well, thank you. I'm really glad you guys are playing it. That's great. That song is about my feelings at this particular moment in time about our country. Part of the premise of the album is not only about Canada, but it's about the fact that at this time that we have soldiers that are in harm's way and they are at war, which is the first time in my lifetime that we are actually at war. And the reason that it's like that is that these guys are doing this to protect our country. So we gotta kind of think about that a little bit, that they're willing to put their lives on the line for this great country. And so we got to take a look around, look out the window, and look at the people and think how great this place is. And we got to stand up and we got to tell people that.
Okay, that's great. And in 2005, you did Like Father, Like Son, and that was basically for the rural farm families across the prairies?
Yeah, that was a project that I had been working on and writing songs for a number of years, but the timing was never right. I was always doing something else. So in 2005, our band had taken a small hiatus. So I started working on that, and because of the fact that I grew up in a small town on the prairies, and it's something that was very close to my heart, and I just wanted to put a little perspective on what it's like to grow up like that and try to get people to just think about it a little bit.
Okay, and it had a great response, too, I was reading.
Yeah, it really did really well here in the West anyway, and we traveled around Western Canada and Saskatchewan and played a lot of shows and got a great response and did a lot of radio interviews and shows, and people really gravitated to it, obviously, because this is a real farming community, and there was a lot of songs that there was something there for everyone, really, that there was a story or a line or something. They go, hey, that happened to me, or I had a lot of people that come up and would talk to me and say, oh, this such and such a song has brought tears to my eyes. And with that album, it was really nice in a lot of those ways.
It was, yeah, that's great, and your latest album is great, too. So you get a lot of inspiration just from looking at life around you then and stories and things.
Yeah,
okay.
Especially with this new album, being that it has some songs on there, a couple of songs that are about soldiers, and, I kind of took some time to watch some video and some things that, about soldiers talking and telling their stories, and so I tried to translate a little bit of that into this album. And keeping the theme about this country and that it is a great place to live, and there's so many good things that if you want to work hard, you can get ahead. If it's a country of free speech, and it's just, we're very, very lucky to have all the things here that we basically, in a lot of ways, we just take for granted. And I think sometimes we just need to be reminded, myself included. This was a real reminder for me just thinking about and writing these songs.
Okay, and it is, and it's a great message to get out there, and it's very well done, too,
Well, thank you very much. Yeah,
okay.
We put a lot of effort into it, and we really tried to work as, as hard as we could, you know, for, mm-hmm. for an independent artist and just to make it as solid as we possibly could.
Okay. Are you still traveling as much as you were a few years ago? Or?
Well, a few years ago we traveled more Western Canada. Right now we're playing in Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as this album is getting released and things are hopefully moving ahead and, you know, the progressing, that we'll be looking at doing some more nationalized touring, hopefully, if things work out like we plan them to.
Okay, great. Now, you have a website. Would you like to give us directions to get there?
Sure would. Yeah, you can just click to www.TommyJohnEhman, that's EHMAN.com.
Mm-hmm.
And everything there, all the information and some pictures and some everything about the new album. And if you're interested in buying the album, there's some links there to some websites where it's available, whether you want to buy the whole album or download a certain song or
mm-hmm.
or whatever. It's all there, and I think it's pretty comprehensive, so it's and easy to navigate. So.
Okay, that's fantastic. Now, do you have any particular song other than Stand Up for Your Country that you're partial to on the album?
Probably the title track, Wheels of Life.
Okay.
It really seemed to gravitate to us all when we were recording. Everybody really liked it, and we really worked hard on what we could do to make the song better. And the message of the song is really close to me, too. That the song is about a family whose father is away, and whether he's away at it for a job or whatever, but in this case, the father is away with the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And despite that, there's some hard times and some rough times, but the wheels of life just keep turning despite
mm-hmm.
those things that mm-hmm. are occurring at home.
Okay, great, good stuff. Now, anything else you wanted to add about yourself or your music, Tommy?
Well, other than, we got our first single at the radio, which we're very happy that you're playing, and
mm-hmm.
and all the other stations across the country, and we've got, hopefully we'll be, you know, coming out in that neck of the woods sometime to perform. It'd be great to get out there, but, you know, we got some showcases coming up here in Saskatchewan, and we're looking to go to Nashville later on this year to promote the new album with some showcases down there. And so, you know, every day one more little thing happens, and, you know, we push forward with the new album and looking forward to everything that's going to come our way.
Oh, that sounds really exciting. Okay. Well, we wish you all the luck, and thanks very much for the interview, Tommy.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate having me on.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Woke up this morning, looked out my window, saw a beautiful sunrise, waking the day. A house on the corner, a wife and the kids, just everyday people with a little something to give. But this is our home, where we raise our kids and we raise our flag. We sing our song, we sing her praise. Oh, but it's a little rough, yeah, a little rough on us these days. I don't wanna tell you now how to live your life, but I know we're all trying hard to do what we think is right. And I'm calling all Canadians to stand up, stand up for your country, stand up, stand up.
Was Tommy John Eamon, and the song was called Stand Up for Your Country. Great Canadian artist.